WDMV. WDMV, it's the DJ Mr. E Show.
Welcome to WDMV, rocking you globally, but based right here in your nation's capital, Washington, D.C. In case you've been looking for me, you've just located me. This is your man, DJ Mr. E, and welcome to the DJ Mr. E Show. Something new, something nice, WDMV, yeah. What we gonna do today and every day is we're gonna groove the best smooth jazz on your internet is right here. Wanna see those phone lines light up? Give me a call, 646-378-0763. Give me a call, wanna see the phone lines lighting up right now. Come on. Also, Blog Talk Radio. You know what that means. The chat room is wide open. Jump in there. www.blogtalkradio.com/WDMV. The Indie Dash Story. Come on. Go with me, y'all.
That I am live, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know whether you can hear me or not, but we have had some horrible technical difficulties with tonight's show, and they're not over yet. Let me see if I can get my guest in, see if anything is working here. WDMV, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. E. It's Valentino.
Jay.
How you doing?
Jay, what's going on, sir?
Everything's good. I'm here just checking out your show. Looking forward to it.
Man, this is horrible. I actually don't know what's going on with my this is Blog Talk Radio, man, and I don't know what's going on. I can't get logged in as the host. I'm actually on the air, and I can hear you, and you can hear me.
Right.
It's not allowing me to play any records. It's not allowing me to open the chat room. I don't know what's going on with that, but we're going to make it happen, man. Welcome to the show. Jay Valentino, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, bro. We have Emilio. Emilio's on one of the other lines, too, Canessa, the guitar player. So he's on that.
Emilio, let me see if I can get him in also, because we're going to have to chat for a minute until I can get everything in line here. Let me see. Give me 1 second. Nope, that's not the one. Ladies and gentlemen, it's WDMV. I apologize for starting the show late. It is not my fault. I was ready, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, but there are technical difficulties going on that are beyond my control. And I am going to try, if my screen stops jumping around, to get Emilio on with us. But, Jay, tell me a little bit, man. As you saw, I put out on Facebook and a lot of other places, of course everybody loves the legendary Whispers, but the Whispers are not just, you know, four gentlemen that get their vocals on. The Whispers is a lot deeper than that. There's a huge and powerful sound behind them, man, and you and Emilio are a part of that sound, man, and I'm really glad that I can get you guys on here tonight. I really wish that all of these technical issues weren't happening right now, but we're going to work through them, man, and we're going to make this happen. I'm going to get Emilio on in a second, as soon as my screen just stops popping around. So, man, tell me a little bit about Two until we can move further.
Well, you know, Two, you know, we've been working together, most of us, for over 20 years, and we've done a lot of things. We do a lot. It's just like a family. You know, we enjoy being around each other. Every time we're out on the road, it's like having a family reunion. You know, we get together, we laugh, talk, make music. We support each other. We champion each other's causes. If they have personal problem, we sit and talk about that. We pray together. We do everything, on the road together, even though we live in different, like I'm, Emilio and I, we're in Southern California. Then Grady, the lead vocalist, and Reggie the tech, and Percy Scott, another keyboard player, and Dwayne Sweet, they're all in the Bay Area. Then we have our bass player, Jamie Brewer, who's in Atlanta. You know, so we're spread out, but, you know, it's just like you look on the itinerary and you just look forward to the dates and say, oh man, I'm looking forward to next weekend because we're out. Oh. And it's a very supportive group of very talented musicians. You know, most are trained musicians, read music, write music. You know, we have producers and we have everything self-contained. We have producers, we have engineers in our band, and we have the vocalists. We have, you know, keyboard, everything you need to make a CD. Or to make a show happen, we have. It's all, you know, it's all internal. It's self-contained.
It's all self-contained. Emilio, are you with us now, brother?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. Welcome to the show, man. And again, I apologize for the technical difficulties.
That's all right. I was digging that music on hold, man. Was that on the air, or was that just for me? That was funky.
Yeah.
It was on the air, man, but that was provided by Blog Talk Radio. That wasn't me, man, because what I'm doing tonight, what I'm going to play tonight is music of Two, man. So, again, gentlemen, I've been doing this since around November of last year, and I have not had the technical problem that I had tonight, but I believe that this may be one of my biggest shows because you guys are legendary, man. And I'm not going to do it for the entire night, but I just want to say, gentlemen, I apologize for the technical difficulties, but you being in the business, you understand how that happens sometime, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's Mr. Tech. Emilio's Mr. Tech, so he knows.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, we'll just act like nothing happened. Cool.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Let's for those of you that are out there listening, you know, we have Two, which is the Whispers Orchestra, and I'm very proud to have you guys. And let me do a track. Let me do some music really quick, and then I'll get back to you guys, man. Okay, is that cool?
Sounds good.
Yep.
Thanks, family. We're going to start out with Family. This is Two, ladies and gentlemen. The track is called Family.
Featuring Russell Tompkins in the style of this.
WDMV, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep it moving. The chat room is now open for those of you that have been trying to get into the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/WDMV, and click on chat now. You can get in there now. And we're on with TWO. Going to get back to them in 1 second. I just need to play one more track.
Starting
real
today,
quick.
We must pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and begin again the work of remaking America.
Come on in.
I heard what the band said. WDMV, it's your guy, DJ Mr. E. And we're on with two ladies and gentlemen, TWO, the Whispers Orchestra. Trying to get everybody back in. I've got my man Emilio in, and now I'm trying to get Jay in. Guys, you there with me?
I'm here. Emilio here.
All right, Emilio. I don't know what is going on tonight, gentlemen. If I have to bring you guys back on next week, man, to do this thing right, we will. But I am going to make it work for whatever we got to do tonight. Let me get Jay back in here. My switchboard is just going crazy. It will not allow me to do what I need to do. Jay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you loud and clear.
All right, cool, man. Once again, welcome to the show. We did a couple of tracks, and I heard one of you guys trying to introduce the track prior to me bringing it on. But we did Family and The Beat Goes On. Tell me a little bit about those two tracks, guys.
I'll do Family. You can do Beat Goes On, Emilio. On Family,
yeah.
It's a song, the concept was really, from Grady Wilkins, our lead vocalist. And then we get together and collaborate and do what we can do as a group. But the song, just talking about the importance of family and things that happen, the real life issues that families deal with. And then we were thinking, okay, let's get someone that sounds like Russell Tompkins, the one that sang Bet You By Golly Wow and all the big stylistic hits. Every hit they ever had, Russell Tompkins was the lead singer. And we said, let's get somebody to sing it that sounds like Russell Tompkins. And then we were thinking, hey, why should we get someone that sounds like Russell Tompkins when we can just call Russell Tompkins?
Right.
We happened to be in Philly, and we connected with Russell, and Russell said, listen to the song, listen to the words, and I guess he had some things going on in his family that he could totally relate to the song, and he said, oh, I'll do it. I got to do this one. This is, it's almost like he's doing it more for himself than for us, So that's how that worked out, with Family being something that featured the legendary Russell Tompkins from the Stylistics. Okay, Emilio, you can do the other one.
You're going, just saying that Russell Tompkins made that song really happen, in my opinion. But in the chat room, they said we're in Philly next week, and that is true.
Mm-hmm. Monday night.
We'll be at the Dell on Monday night anyway, so if you guys are listening, come on out. I think it's free or it's really inexpensive, so... Mm. Anyway, so The Beat Goes On is really, that song is like truly what the band is like when we're just having fun and playing on stage. The song actually came up about because we sound checked for the Whispers show on The Beat Goes On. Of course, everybody knows that song, right? And of course, after playing it for over 20 years, we get a little tired of it, so we started to twist it. And we came up with a groove, and before you know it, it turned into another song, and Grady wrote the words to it. But there's a lot of playing around in the background if you listen close on headphones, and that's all us, just doing what we do, having fun.
Hey, guys, well, tell me this, man. How do you actually – you are the sound of the Whispers. I mean, everybody, relates the Whispers to the vocals, but you are the sound of the Whispers. How, on your album, do you distinguish yourselves from being the Whispers?
I think that's easy, John.
That's really easy, yeah. I mean, what we do
– Go ahead. I know what you're going to say because I'm going to say it. Same thing.
Well, go ahead and say it. I want you to say, see if you can read my mind. Go ahead.
Well, I'm reading your mind. It's in the Whispers. We're very fortunate to be playing for them, and they have their sound. They have their way of. We're not so much their sound. We just make their sound happen as well as we can. But individually, most of us are into much other types of music, like jazz and different types of soul and rock or whatever, and for us it's easy to, and if you go through our CD you'll see that each song has almost a different genre to it, which some people were saying you should keep it one direction, but we can't do that. As you can see for yourself when you listen to it.
Mm-hmm. So it's like telling us not to eat chocolate chip cookies. We just can't do it, the music just comes out and we just kind of go with the flow. We have a vibe and say, man, that's funky, and then we might have another vibe. Hey, that's hot. It's a different, a different feeling when we get together. We're feeling different things. It could be, driven by what's happening in our lives or what's even happening to us professionally. Because every day you perform, every day you live, you're growing musically. You're hearing something, and then you have different concepts, different approaches to music, and then you're just dying to find some vehicle to utilize that new information, that new you know, feel that you came up with. So I think as we
whispers are going to happen. I was going to say, add to you, is that it's not necessarily going to happen with the whispers because they have their sound, their style, and we can't go far away from it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, though, because they allow us to be ourselves, and I'm sure eventually as the album picks up more steam, we'll be in a situation where maybe the two will open up for the whispers, and we can do our thing, and then we put on our whisper orchestra backing outfits and do that. So that's something we're looking forward to.
And that was a question. Right now, do you guys get to go out and do you get a lot of opportunity to go out and do your thing right now?
Well, lately, no, because really, we're so picky about our presentation, and so we really want to get in a nice show. Like when you come see the Whisper show, you know we're gonna give you much drama, and we want to bring the same. Even though we're playing more, you'll really be able to appreciate us more musically when you see the two band perform. Because then you say, "Oh, I never knew they could play like that." Because we have a whole different level of playing when we play with the two. Because the Whispers show doesn't require in depth stretching out on solos and stuff. You kind of keep it where the Whispers want it. But the two thing, it's like taking the damn saddle off of a racehorse and just letting them run free in the field. You know, so. We want to put together a show that is representative of who we are and what we are. So that's what we're working on now, just getting in rehearsals and getting the show together where everything you hear on the CD, we can play, we can recreate.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So we just want it right. So when people come out, they leave saying, damn, you know, that was something.
Yeah, that's good, man. I can't wait for you guys to come here to D.C. or anywhere in the surrounding areas.
Oh, yeah,
and,
Blues Alley. I'd love to do Blues Alley. I'd love that.
You've done Blues Alley before?
Well, I've done it with Phyllis Hyman because I used to be with Phyllis Hyman and Gene Karn and Sherelle. So, Bill Withers. I did a lot of people there over the last 20-some years, maybe 26 years. At Blues Alley. So that was I was almost based there at one point in my life working with Phil. You know, I love that. I mean, every 6 months or less, I was there, and it's a great place.
All right, guys, we want people to go out and get the album, man. We're gonna play some tracks. I'm gonna do Ja-Funk, and then I'm gonna do Maybe This Time, and then I'm gonna do Miss Aphrodisiac. You wanna tell me a little bit about these tracks? We're gonna do three tracks, man. I'm just gonna let it roll for a while and let the people groove. So you wanna tell me a little bit about these three tracks before we get into them?
Go ahead, Emilio.
Well, Ja-Funk is our smooth jazz, or it's a little more on the hard side kind of groove.
Mm-hmm.
And Maybe This Time is really a kind of an ode to a heat wave or a lot of our R&B influences. And then Miss Aphrodisiac was actually a song that was going to go on a Whispers record and ended up going on ours. And the Whispers are singing on that, so you get to hear them on that.
And Emilio was the main contributor on that song. So, that you know, Emilio and Nick... And so that Miss Aphrodisiac is, you know, something that they said, hey, put it on your CD. We love it. You know, go on and do your thing. So the support, you know, from them has been amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, and that's great, man.
It's been cool.
All right, guys, let's put some music. Don't go anywhere, man. Stick and stay. Let's have some fun.
Don't break my heart again. Lovers may come and go, but baby, you should know the truth. I never got over you, and when you come round, you're like this. You're impossible to resist, 'cause I'm still love with you. Though you once said goodbye, I always knew if I'd just be. My love is one love.
to the Whispers Orchestra. We're going to keep it moving. Kenda, I want you to call in. We're going to get your tracks on, too. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to speak to the guys, Jay Valentino and Emilio from 2, the Whispers Orchestra, call right now, 646-378-0763. Kenda, I want you to call, 646-378-0763. Let's do it.
That I found the most.
WDMV, it's your guy, DJ Mr. E. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to try to get the guys back on with me. It's really hard tonight, but it's all good. We're going to make it happen, man. That we're listening to the sounds of TWO2, the Whispers Orchestra. They are not a band, ladies and gentlemen, even though, you know, In some of the advertising I did, I said the Whispers Band, but, you know, they're the Whispers Orchestra. Guys, I'm trying to get you in, man, if Blog Talk Radio allows me to. They're in the chat room. They chilling. They having fun. So if I get them in, I get them in. I'm really trying, but it's just not seeming to work. I don't know. What's up tonight with Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen? But anyway, DJ Mr. E's here. The guys are here. We got a lot of callers. Callers, what I need to, I got Emilio on. Callers, I need you to press 1 on your phone, and I got Jay on. Guys, you're in the chat room. You back with me?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, listen, we got a ton of calls, man. I got like 40 calls, people that are listening on their cell phones or home phones. Those of you that are listening on your phones, press 1 right now, and you can talk to the guys. We're going to get back to the music in a minute. But if you want to ask the guys any questions, it doesn't matter. I'm sure they'll take whatever questions that you throw at them. Press 1 on your phone because we got a ton of people. We don't have a lot of people in the chat room tonight, but we got like 40 people that are listening on their phones from all over the world, different area codes. I mean, all over the country, different area codes, and a lot of people from here in the DMV. I am looking for one person in particular to call, Miss Kanda. Kanda Darrow, I hope I said her name right. She's a young lady that I just met on Facebook recently. She's right here in the DMV, and she's got a couple of songs out I was going to play for you guys, but we're going to keep it moving until we can get her. Look at my phone. Thank you, Alice. We're going to keep it moving, man. So, guys, tell me something. The album has been out since when? January. Did the album come out in January?
January, yeah.
Yeah.
Album came out in January. All right. Are we in the studio? Are we working on something else right now?
Well, really, what we're doing now is because we still have it, and we've been so busy, you know, we're doing, you know, live fitting the Whispers and things like that. Now we're just really starting to put together our whole team of to get the, you know, the distribution, to get the CD out there. So, you know, the good thing is, like, we've been getting a lot of radio play in different markets. Like in London, there was, you know, a station that had us up to number 4 on the charts in London. And then we're South Africa and, you know, and different, you know, D.C. areas always been really super supportive. And so, you know, now we're getting the calls because now the independent stations like yourself are made enough noise for us, so now the big stations are like, okay, let's have a sit down. So now, you know, it's you know, we're really, like I said, it hasn't been that big distribution thing yet. It's been doing well, but we haven't. Now we're putting together the team to make it, to take it to the top. Because it's
so is there a possibility that you'll like relaunch this album?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, relaunch this joker, man. I mean, I listened to the album. Jay, you sent me the album. I listened to it, man. It's not a bad track on the album. So I don't know, you know, where it's been. Big shouts out to my friend and your friend, DC Big Dog, my brother.
Big Dog in the house. Big Dog.
You know, because last week I had actually had a guest on my show, and my guest canceled. And at the last minute, because they had to do some kind of a fundraiser, and I called Steve. I was like, Steve, I need somebody right now.
Uh-huh.
He's like, call Jay Valentino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I called, but because of the timing, we couldn't get it in last week, but I'm glad we got it in this week, man. But I appreciate you guys coming on, and I appreciate Steve, DC Big Dog, my brother, for hooking us up, man.
Yeah, I appreciate him, too. He's the man. He's talking about one of the good brothers out here in the business with us. The big dog is always supportive. And, you know, in this business, usually people, they want something. You know, everybody wants something from you. They want something from you. And he's, like, one of the few guys that's really, like, a giver. He's like, oh, hey, man, you want to come to this show? You want to do this one? You know, and that's, you know, you can't ask for anything more than that, a person that will give before ever thinking about receiving. That's why somebody like that can get anything from me. You know, so when he said, can you do my boy's show, it was like, not even a hesitation. You want to do it now? You want to do it next week? When you want to do it, we can do it. So,
yep, man, I appreciate it. Hey, let me just do this, man. Being here in D.C., there are two shows that sell out in D.C. I don't give a damn what time of year it is. If Frankie Beverly and Maze comes to D.C. and if the Whispers comes to D.C., it sells out every time, hands down, man. Across the country, I guess across the world, man, are you receiving the type of love that you get in D.C.? I mean, what is my question?
I understand what you meant. It's like D.C., Philly, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, L.A., you know, those places.
Bay Area.
St. Louis. And where else, Emilio?
Bay Area.
Yeah, the Bay Area, Detroit.
Yeah,
I mean, all the pretty much, and now we're building a new following where we never had a big.
Oh, Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland too. Now
that's big.
Yeah, we never had a big following in the South, you know, like, but now we're getting that. We just got another gig added. Emilio, I don't know if you heard another gig added back in Mississippi. We weren't, you know, we weren't that gut bucket, you know, thing that, you know, our thing wasn't big in the South, where it's more like a blues thing. But now it's picking up for us in the South, you know. So we get a lot of love around the country. Even we just played in Portland, Oregon, and who would have thought that in Portland, in Seattle, we played in Seattle too, that people. I mean, every time we come to Seattle, it's sold out. And this time we came to Portland to a Native American casino, packed. So it's just amazing, you know, that the Whispers, after 46 or 47 years of being out there, still can attract the young and old. It's a beautiful thing. And
that's,
we just
cool,
piggyback,
man,
off their success, because as people become fans of the Whispers, like the new fans, then they check out the band and they say, wow, this band is not just a band where you say, oh, did they have a band or were they doing tracks? You know, because the band, the Whispers are comfortable enough with themselves to let the band have their little time to shine during the show too. You know, so we are getting fans from performing with the Whispers, where people are seeing us. We're not just guys that stand in the back, and, you know, they're replaceables, you know. So, yeah.
That's cool, man. Have you guys done anything? I know that you get so much work here in the States. Have you done anything internationally lately?
Yeah, we did the Bermuda Jazz Fest last year. That was incredible, with Beyonce and Alicia Keys and Neville Brothers and... Who else was on there, Emilio? Some rappers. Who else?
I'm thinking it was Jamaica. We were just there. Weren't
we
in Jamaica
too? With Babyface in Jamaica.
It's been a while, but we did Ghana. We did Africa.
Wow.
Accra.
We went there for one night. Yeah, it was their Independence Day.
Yeah, 50.
And they hired us. It was amazing. Yeah.
And we went there, and who would have thought? Now, I knew, before I got in the band, they went to Nigeria, and I kept hearing about, oh, yeah, you guys are big in Nigeria, you're big in Africa. And, you know, we went there, and we really saw that people really, you know, the people in Africa, they really know the Whispers. And the Whispers and the Manhattans, from what I hear, in South Africa, the Whispers and the Manhattans are the top R&B groups to them, you know, Whispers, Manhattans. When the Manhattans go there, they go there every year. And they always say, man, every time we go there, people are saying, when are the Whispers coming to South Africa?
Hey, man, let me ask a couple of questions. Emilio, how long have you been with the group, with the Whispers?
With the Whispers, I always got to do a little calculation. My math is bad, but I think it's 22 years. I've known the Whispers for a lot longer, but actually in the group for 22 years so far.
And Jay, how long have you been with the Whispers?
And I was like 20 years. You know,
so
guys, we've been around for a while with each other. So we,
yeah, man, you guys been around. Are you doing any mentoring? Are you working with anybody? Any of the independent artists that are trying to get into the business?
Well, you know what, that
you even have time.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing
I'd be
is,
open to it, definitely.
Yeah, because we think about this whole two thing. We look at it as more than just a performing entity. We have everything so We're so self-contained. With Emilio does a lot of great producing and engineering and things, as well as playing and things and writing. What we're working on is really making this. I always looked at us as the funk brothers of the West Coast, because we could play behind any style of music. We played behind, from Howard Hewitt to Shaka. We played Keith Washington, Howard Hewitt. We backed up a lot of people on our off times, or sometimes when we're doing dual dates with the Whispers. But what we'd love to do is just start producing other artists, like we produced, Russell Tompkins, and we have the one song on the CD with Allison Williams and Phil Perry doing a duet. So just showing how the production, the two production, how it sounds, we hope to draw more people that need production, that need songs, that want to be able to come to California, wherever, and know that we have the whole band to take care of every musical aspect, plus the engineering, plus the writing, plus the producing. You know what I'm saying?
So if there are some, I don't want you guys to put your personal information out there, but if there are some independent artists that are listening to us now and they would like to get in touch with you, is there an email address? Is there a website they can go to? Is there any place that they can reach out to you guys? Because you guys are veterans, man. I mean, you guys are it, and there may be somebody out there. I'm trying to bring on a young lady from D.C. right now that she's got a couple of tracks out. I want you to hear her tracks if you don't mind. And independent artists like that, man, that may be able to just be that are good and are just reaching out to try to take it to another level. Is there any way that anybody could maybe get in touch with you guys?
For the WhispersOrchestra.com, you think, Emilio, is that the best one?
That's one of the best places. You go to the whispersorchestra.com. If you go to contacts, you got both John and my email.
Yes.
If you go on Facebook, I don't know if there's an actual link on the Whispers Orchestra for the Facebook. Yeah, there is. That's right. So you can find us on Facebook, too. Just
John Valentino or Emilio Canessa, either one.
Emilio Canessa, and we're always on there. And definitely, I'm totally open to helping people out. And I learn more from other people sometimes than they do from me, so I'm fine with that,
All right, cool. Let me try this. I hope this is who I'm looking for. Area code 571-0326. You're on with DJ Mr. E and the Whispers Orchestra. Welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Kanda calling in.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, Kanda.
That's what I'm looking for, guys.
Okay, Kanda.
Where are you from, Kanda?
I am originally from Maryland and in Montgomery County, Germantown.
Uh-huh.
So
where are you now, though?
My apologies. I was coming from teaching a music lesson, and I was listening in for the last for quite a while since you started. And then when you called me, I was like, "Oh, let me pull over, because in Virginia they don't want you riding and." on your cell phone and all that good stuff. So I'm actually, I wanted to pull over just so I could call in and say hello. And I really appreciate you reaching out to the independent artists and sharing my music with your audience. So thank you very much. And a shout-out greetings to the TWO. It's a pleasure to hear your music and to meet you.
My pleasure, too. We look forward to hearing your music.
Hey, Jay and Emilio, I'm going to get back to your album, man, but I always have to do something with my artists that are here in the DMV. So if you guys don't mind, man, I want to just, drop a track of hers and just take a listen and give an honest review after you hit a track, okay?
Sounds good.
Please do.
Let's do it.
All right, Kanda, don't go nowhere. Guys, don't go nowhere. This is Kanda. This is one of her tracks. It's called Consider This.
Consider
WDMV is the DJ Mr. E Show, and that's some local D.C. Maryland VA talent, man. Her name's Kanda. Guys, what do you think about that track?
Very nice, Kanda.
I like it.
Thank you.
It has a very nice vibe to it, and it's not like, oh, yeah, she sounds like such and such, you know. It's always the best thing when you listen to someone and they kind of just sound like themselves and not someone else, you know. So I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Kanda, I did everything I could, baby. I got your track out there, and the guys heard it, and we hope that I wish you the best. When your album drops, when, Kanda?
Well, actually, I'm starting off with my EP. That'll drop in the fall. So my EP will come out first. Album, I'm working on 2011.
All right, give them your website real quick, baby.
Yes, my website is listentokanda.com. Listentokanda.com.
Canda?
Yes.
Listentokanda.com. That's Kanda,
yes.
Y'all.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, baby.
Kanda.
Thank
Send
you.
Send us an email, Kanda. Go find our email on the whispersorchestra.com. And please send us an email and let us know what's going on, okay?
Oh, well, do. Thank
In
you.
In the future, please. Yeah.
Okay, have a blessed evening.
You too. Now, don't drive and talk on the phone. We'd rather be talking to you than talking about you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now.
Good night.
Bye now.
Hey, guys, we got like 40 minutes left, man. We got time to get the rest of the album in, but I'm going to let you choose the next two tracks, man. Where do you want to go from here?
You thinking Can I, Emilio, and Cabo?
Yeah, Can I and Cabo. That sounds good, yeah.
Can I and Cabo. All right, tell me a little bit about Can I.
Ooh, that's a beautiful one. That's the ballad, the smoky, jazzy kind of ballad with Phil Perry and Allison Williams. And Phil does some things vocal. Well, both of them are just, you just have to listen. Because Phil has this incredible voice, and the verse starts off it with a little, you know, how you just wake up and you had a little gravelly kind of sound in your voice. It's that kind of sound with Phil, you know, where it's kind of hoarse, on the verge of being hoarse almost, and then at the end of the song, it's just like, what the heck is that? He's incredible. Allison, a real pro. We met Allison doing the play, the beat, Thank God the Beat Goes On with the Whispers back in the 95 or 96. We met Allison, and she was also a good friend of Phyllis Hyman, and she does, I mean, Allison could do anything. She can do R&B, jazz, whatever. So the too power. You have to have somebody else that was powerful to sing with Phil Perry. So enough said. You when you hear it, you'll see what I'm talking about.
I'm having a slight issue here. Boy, this is not a good night for me with Can I? But I know that I can get Cabo on. But I'm gonna try to get Can I on also. But Let me just chime in a little bit about Phil Perry. I met Phil Perry here, right here in D.C., WHUR 96.3, Howard University Radio, did a DVD shoot Christmas album a year and a half, in summer of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Perry was there, man. And out of all of the people that were there participating on that album, Phil Perry shined the most.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He just, Phil is, the Phil's whole thing is, with Phil, he just shines until he can't shine anymore. Just like, he gives his all on every song. And one thing we have to think about as we get a little older, you know, you got to pace yourself. That's Phil. He wants to give everybody everything he has every song. So when you pay money to see Phil Perry, you're not going. He's not. He doesn't know how to half step. He doesn't know how to take it easy. He just goes for it every song.
That's cool. All right, let me do Cabo, man, and let me work on Can I. Can I? Give me a problem, but this is Cabo right here. This is two.
Do I need to send you Can I again?
Mm-hmm.
our gold key? No, that's okay. Okay.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? We're gonna do this again, huh? Come on. Let's get with it.
Remember we used to play.
Walk into the freak of
watched us doing flips, baby. And when you talk to me, oh, I wanna kiss your juicy lips. So I'm telling you that starting here today, from this moment on,
WDMV, it's your guy, DJ Mr. E. Let me try to get the gentleman back on real quick. We got about 20 minutes left, man. We had some technical difficulties in the beginning, but we're back on. Emilio, Jay.
Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
Hi.
Everybody there?
Yep, we're here.
Yep. My screen just went totally black, guys, but I don't care, man. We on and we'll talk. We got about 20 minutes left. If we got to talk it out, it is what it is. This is Blog Talk Radio. At some point, I pray that someone will hear me and they will give me a show where I don't have to do my show where everything's based on my damn computer.
Uh-oh, yeah. Okay.
So
hey,
we'll make it happen, man. So, guys, tell me something. The DJ Mr. E Show, I looked at your website and there's really no leader of the group, right? Everybody does their own thing. So how do you guys choose who does certain interviews and things of that nature?
Well, you know, it's kind of been usually three of us, Grady, the lead singer, and Emilio and I, we kind of, and then Jamie, it kind of depends, you know, because some people contact, like you and I were in contact. Mm-hmm. What I did was send out, you know, I talked to the guys at the show last weekend, wherever, in Atlanta, and said, hey, there's a, you know, spot we, you know, going to be doing on Tuesday, you know, who wants to, you know, who's in on that. And just like someone contacted Emilio about a different interview with a different radio station. He's like, hey, Val, you know, you got this thing coming up. I'll let you know so we can, you know, it's just kind of, it's like we're all leaders. I'm the lead sax, you know Emilio's the lead guitar. We got a lead drummer, a lead bass. And we're very democratic, you know, with the way we do things. You know, we all know that, we all believe that we have each other's best interests at heart. So when decisions are made, we sit down and say, hey, I think this will be good for us. And we trust each other. So, okay, let's do it. So, you know,
all right, so tell me one thing, and both of you guys can chime in. Tell me one thing that you believe that has been a catalyst to your success, because you guys are successful, man. 20 years doing whatever it is. I don't give a damn what you're doing. If you're the trash man for 20 years, you're successful at doing that. And you guys are musicians for 20 years plus. So tell me one thing that you consider a catalyst to your success.
Go ahead, Emilio.
Well, that's a good question. That's really, really, you know, everybody's question in life is, you know, what do you do for a living? Or most people just go to work and they do whatever's available or what they learned in school or whatever. But for us, and I think most successful people, they're doing what they love. I know that's a cliche or whatever, but we do it because we want to do it. It wouldn't matter if I was playing in front of 1,000, 10,000 people or two people. I'm still going to do it. And hopefully that comes across when you're doing your gig and you're playing. Otherwise, I tell you, this music business is not easy, and you probably would fall by the wayside if you're doing it for anything other than that.
Musicians are rich. There's not a lot of rich musicians. You know, you have to really love what you're doing. And I think the thing that keeps, you know, what people don't understand, like, I'm a school teacher. You know, I've been teaching school for 20 years here out in California. And I tell my kids all the time that in life and in business, not always the best musician gets the best gig. It's the guy who has the best personality that's easy to work with, someone that can take directions or can be creative or can keep themselves looking a certain way or, you know, just being healthy and being a positive. Because on the road, there's so many things that can come, that can happen that are negative. You need someone that's going to be a positive, you know, be additive, you know, something positive in the situation, as opposed to someone who's always complaining and he's always being, you know, being negative and just putting, you know, things down, never having any optimism. So people think that all you have to do is learn how to play. But there's a lot of great players that are pushing brooms somewhere, not saying there's anything wrong with pushing a broom, but a lot of great players that can't find a gig because their personalities doesn't mesh with the people that they're working with. You know, so
hey, man, so and this just piggybacks on a question I asked earlier. If there's somebody out there right now that's listening to us and they're brand new to the business, they can either play their horn, play their drums, play their keyboards, or sing their ass off, but they're not getting any work. What advice would you have to them?
Make yourself more marketable. You know, do what it takes. Sometimes you have to do gigs that didn't require a lot of money. It doesn't, you might not get any money. But I do. I mean, people call me from everything from funerals to playing in kindergarten class, you know? And if you're really about the love and it's not about an ego thing, it really helps when you can make a living, you know, you have a living, you don't have to be as selective about your gigs. But sometimes you have to put yourself out there to be heard, and sometimes that's going to be free. But it pays off. And if you're, when you walk around and you represent yourself well every day, I don't care if you're at a bus stop and the only person there is a guy who's drunk and laying on the floor, that drunk guy could be the head of some company that just fell on some bad times. So if you constantly carry yourself with respect to yourself and the craft, it's going to pay off one way or another. It's going to pay off, you know. But then there are some people that they only are good guys when they're around successful, influential people. And that's the only time they're really this nice, wonderful person. Any other time they have attitude. So you have to find that consistency in your personality that will endear you to people. And when you endear yourself to people, then they champion your cause. They want to support you. They want to see you do well. They give you the call, hey, my cousin's getting married, and they're paying pretty good money. Why don't you call, you know, Emilio, call Valentino. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Hey, man, and Jay, while you were speaking, I'm sure everybody heard me laugh because I'm in the chat room also. We're talking to Carol, who's in the chat room also. And as we were talking about, you know, what can I do, Carol said, hey, guys, I have a CDL. I can drive your tour bus.
See, there you go.
And that just made me laugh, man. That she's like, I get it in no matter what. Carol's one of our She's with the DJ Mr. E show every week. She turned me on to quite a few people, and she's good, man. But anyway, guys, I love this, man. Let me see how much time we got left. We don't have a lot left, but we're going to play some more music. And we're going to talk. We got about 12 minutes left, man. We do not have to play any more music if you guys don't want to. We can talk it out. Is there anybody out there? Can I ask a controversial question?
What's that?
You guys right. going to answer it?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Who in the industry that are somewhat on you guys' level, and there are not many groups that are on you guys' level, but who in the industry do you guys not want to work with?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's
say,
a tough question.
Yeah,
I can ask.
Hey, I'd say anyone who, see, when you're doing a show, you have a lot of amount of time to perform. So we have a schedule. We know if you go, if we're, you're opening up for us and you go from 9 to 9:45 and then set change, we're supposed to go on by 10, and we have from 10 to 11:15. We know if you go over, it cuts down on our time and our show. We have to alter our show. So to me, anybody that goes overtime is someone I don't want to work with. Someone that doesn't have respect for the other people in the act, because some, what if there are three acts and you go, you're the first act and you go overtime, then everybody else winds up having to cut their show. That's why some people have been on stage and they got the, you know, you'll get, you know, some people get pushed back so far. You get on stage and then people come to see the main act. By the time the main act gets up, it's almost curfew. It's time to shut down everything, and they might be able to do 20 minutes. And then everybody said, yeah, they came out, the Whispers came out, and they only did 20 minutes, but it's not our fault. Because the acts in front of us were tardy getting off stage, and it pushed the time back. And you know what? Rather than having us perform our full show, that promoter is going to say, well, they got to come off stage, because after they pass the curfew time, then the union wages doubles. You might be in to $5,000 a minute for overtime paying the union. So rather than worrying about people being upset about the Whispers not doing a full show, that promoter saying, "Dag, I'm going to lose $5,000 a minute. They got to come off. You got to turn them off." So anybody that doesn't respect people's time in this space. So,
hey, Jay, yeah. That was a great politically correct answer.
Very good, yes.
Yeah, okay, we're not going to call names, but,
okay,
but those
call
that
because a couple of names came across my forehead, and I just put a towel over my head so I wouldn't scream out any names. But there are a couple of people that do that consistently. You know, oh, we're working with XYZ. We know they're going to go overtime. They don't care, you know.
And they could care less because they're opening for you, and they're trying to get as much time as they can,
exactly.
No matter regardless of how it affects you or the audience.
And they know that the Whispers are going to go out and basically be consistent. And we're going to always bring what we bring the heat. And just because you perform longer doesn't mean your show is going to be better. But sometimes people figure if they go longer, oh, yeah, we're going to show them, we're going to show them. But you know what? We come out, we're not competing because there's enough sky for all of us. We're just going to do our thing. You do your thing. We're applauding you. You should be applauding us. We don't compete with anybody because we do Whispers. You do what you do. You can't do us the way we do us, so you do your thing. We do our thing, and there are going to be people that like the Whispers more. Some people are going to be OJs or, you know, stylists or whoever, the Tina Marie. Everybody has, you know, their diehard followers. So we're not competing.
Right. Hey guys, could you please do me a favor and give just say hello to Alice and say hello to Kim and say hello to Carol. These are people that I know that are listening. Margie, just say hi to the DMV that are not in the chat room, but they're on the phones. On the
Alice,
computer.
Carol, Kim and Margie. Hello from two.
Yes.
Oh, you know what I'm
going to see you soon.
You know what I want to mention too? You know, real fast, quick little commercial. I told you I was a school teacher and I'm involved with a lot of things. Try to be, you know, proactive and help the community and things. There's an organization that a friend of mine turned me on to, and they have this thing called Add the Alert. And it's a program you go to, I think it's Add the Alert, thealert.com. It's like like you have the Amber Alert, like if a child gets abducted. And this thing is
you go to the
website and you download this little program for Add the Alert. And whenever there's a child abducted within a 100-mile radius of your computer, it pops up on your computer with the child's face and what they had on and what kind of car snatched them. And it's just an organization I've got involved with. And one of the main people involved with the organization is there in D.C., my friend Linda Payton that went to high school with me. But that's something I've been getting involved with. You know, being a single father, you know, that's my biggest nightmare, worrying about someone snatching one of my girls, you know, and disappearing. So, you know, it's just all about helping, you know, our people, you know. I don't care what color. It's just like if a child gets abducted, I want everybody to know. So that, because that kid might be right walking right in front of you and you don't even know. So anyway, that's
right.
My commercial
that's,
on that.
That's Jay, I mean, I really appreciate that, man. Any causes, anything that you're doing, man, you're more than welcome to share them here on in this forum because I am here to promote your album. I want people to get your album. Real quick, Emilio, tell people where they can get the album.
TheWhispersOrchestra.com. Of course, that's the long website, but you can also go to TheWhispers.com. That'll lead you also to the band's website. We're on Facebook, TWO, and MySpace. Also.
Mm-hmm. So you and go ahead, guys. Put your personal Facebook pages out if you want to.
Yeah. Well,
you
John
know, tell
Valentino.
People how they...
Yeah, John Valentino. I'm on Facebook. I'm on MySpace. You know, so you can always reach out to me, and I do respond back. Like I had so many birthday wishes, and I was emailing people back saying thank you, and they're like, I didn't think you were gonna email back. So, don't email me unless you want to get replied to. So, but yeah. So, and Emilio, you have yours. What are yours?
The same thing. It is my name, Emilio Conesa, Conesa. I'm always on, so you can always chat with me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, John, Jay, I'm your Facebook friend. Emilio, I'll be your Facebook friend in about 2 minutes. And
that's good.
Those of you that are out there, you know, make sure that you hook up with these guys because being on a level that you guys are on, man, a lot of times people feel that it's hard to connect with you because you guys are stars in your own right. And just coming on my show and giving everybody, you know, your email, I mean, not your email, but your Facebook addresses and letting people know that they can reach out to you. I applaud you guys. And Jay, your cause, you know, whatever causes that you're supporting, I applaud you for putting that out there, man. And my whole deal in doing the DJ Mr. E show is for independent artists that are out there because right here in D.C., there are tons and tons and tons of qualified, certified artists that just can't get any. And I just want to get them out there. Like I brought Kanda out. We got a couple of minutes. Simone, press one on your phone. Are you listening? I have my photographer, if I can get her. If she's listening, I see her online. Simone, are you listening? Press one on your phone, man. I don't know who you guys go with. She's maybe she went in another room. She's not listening. Simone, this is an opportunity, baby. But anyway, it's a lot of people here in the DMV that are shining, and I just want to get them out there as much as I can. And no matter where you are, because this is internet radio, you don't have to be in the DMV. You can be anywhere. If you send me your music, I'll play it. I'm one of those people that if the music is good, I'll play it. Guys, we had about I didn't get to play Can I? I didn't get to play She's Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get to play
Shinjuku Station.
Moving On.
Moving On.
Ariana.
Yeah. Oh, Ariana.
Or 14 cuts on the CD. Yeah, 14.
Yeah, what is the... What? Tell me, and we're not gonna. I'm gonna close the show with it. But tell me what Shinjuku Station is about.
Tell her, Emilio.
So my wife's Japanese, and so I travel to Japan quite often. So does the band, anyway, for gigs. And I just, you know, when I write music, it's my experience in life, and a lot of times it's traveling. So here I am in Shinjuku Station, which is a is like the heart of Tokyo at rush hour.
Yeah, Central Station, right?
That's how I felt. So I played this music in my mind, and pretty fast tempo, and then we all jam real hard on it. We can stretch out on it, and this is the kind of stuff I like to play when I'm at home on my guitar. So yeah.
I'm playing triangle on this one. I don't get the blood. I play triangle and salt shaker on this song.
That's cool. Whatever instrument you use, guys. We only got 2 minutes, man. I want to say thank you for calling in tonight, for taking out of your busy schedules and being on the show. Jay, I got your number. I'll be in touch with you, man. We'll be talking one day this week or real soon.
Definitely.
Anybody you guys want to shout out real quick? I'm going to close the show out with Shinjuku Station. But anybody you want to shout out real quick before we get out of here?
To Grady Wilkins, our lead vocalist, Jamie Brewer, our bass player, Dante Roberson, our drummer, Reggie Reg, our computer tech, Percy Scott, another keyboard player, and Dwayne Sweet, another keyboard player. So just the guys of two, you know, because, you know, all of us together, we make what we have, this wonderful groove that we have. So, you know, we always appreciate them and, you know, got their backs.
Cool. All right, thanks, guys. I'll be in touch. Emilio, Jay, thanks for everybody that's listening.
Thanks.
We're going to close it out with this track right here.
Okay, take care of yourself. Thank you.
新幹線渋谷新宿方面に